Welcome. I am delighted to share with you self-awareness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual through new thought, exploring relationships, health and healing, true prosperity, and metaphysics. These topics embrace transpersonal psychology, realizing that we are more than bodies, minds, inherited tendencies, genes, conditioning, or programming. Transpersonal psychology goes beyond the persona, meaning going beyond. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience. The topics were recorded in front of a live audience at the Victoria Center for Self-Awareness, where I was the founder, then the director, for 25 years.
After the meditation, we'll have a few moments of silence to envision world healing, world peace, having food distributed to all. We also send our love and light to doctors, nurses that are in the care of Janice Edroff. We hold her in light and in comfort. Noticing our thoughts and releasing thoughts of the future or the past and presencing ourselves to the moment right now. Envision a bright light moving up your spinal column, lighting up your back with light all the way up through the back of your neck, the back of your head, and the top of your head. Focusing our attention on the point between our eyebrows. And know that I speak these words for me and for you in the I person. There is one presence, one power, one God, the fullness of wisdom, creativity itself, and unconditional love. Being omnipresent, it expresses not only around me, but in me, through me, and as me now. Today I dive more deeply into what true prosperity is, for clarity, for understanding, and for empowerment. To not only realize true prosperity, but to actualize it, to express, experience, and fully live it in my life. Matter obeys the intent of consciousness, therefore, I am now clear about my ideas, my desires. Knowing that they are like seeds planted in my garden of life. I root out the seeming forgotten past with its memories to replace old thoughts that no longer serve me. I replace them with new ideas and new thoughts. I am willing to so get to know my true desires that I have a clear picture, a clear vision of how my life will be when my desires come true and to fruition. With conscious realization, conscious resolve, conscious intention and action, I now step from any degree of mediocrity to the quality of life I truly desire and I truly deserve as a spiritual being. Knowing I am a spiritual being with immense possibilities and in immense possibilities now. I'm thankful for this conscious realization this morning. I'm thankful for each person gathered here in spiritual community. I'm thankful for my world and universe and my relationship to them. Most of all, I am thankful for life itself. And so it is. And it is so. Amen. You. My topic this morning is true prosperity begins in mind. Each one of those words are very important. First of all, clarity as far as the context that the Center for Self-Awareness comes from prosperity. Many times people think it's only about money. Of course it includes money, but it's not only about money. I love the definition that my spiritual mentor, Roy Eugene Davis, coined many years ago and that I've used for years at the center. It's to thrive and flourish and be successful in every area of our lives. Notice the topic says true prosperity begins in mind. It begins. Roy Eugene Davis says this: don't cling to the irrational opinion that only by thinking positive thoughts, praying positively, sincerely, or meditating and visualizing that all your problems will be solved. Also perform decisive, constructive action and renounce all the thoughts and feelings of limitation. So prosperity begins in mind. It's a begin. It's not a one-time event. It's a consciousness of flow. I love the word affluence. It comes from the word afflure, meaning to flow. To flow. My purpose is threefold. First of all, a question that I usually start off with. Would you call yourself prosperous? And if you do, kind of in your own consciousness, would you declare that and let other people know that you're prosperous? Sometimes people say, yeah, I'm prosperous, but I don't know if I'd let too many people know that I'm prosperous. So what's that about? Really, what's that about? Get back to that in a moment. Number two, the principles to align ourselves with, to have that affluence, that flow in our life. We align with the principles. And number three, to realize the true value and significance of true prosperity. Okay, so I said earlier that prosperity is not about money, but you got to remember that money has a powerful emotional charge. But here at the center, we want to hold prosperity more holistically. It's not a condition of our bank account. It's a state of consciousness. A state of consciousness. A while ago, I think it was almost last year, I was watching Larry King, and they had some statistics that 80% of lotto winners give all their money away because they're conditioned on a subconscious level not to be wealthy. I think it was on Oprah that they set it up. There was an experiment set up where a street person was going to find $100,000 in a garbage bin, and he found it. And I can't remember how many months later he was back on the street again. So it's not about money And money is important. You cannot operate in this world without money. But it's a state of consciousness that we need to elevate our consciousness so that when we have money flowing in and through our lives, that it does flow on a continual basis. And not only money, but prosperity. We attract what is congruent with our mindset. We attract what is congruent with our mindset. You know, sometimes we get locked into our memories of past memories, or we may just be a present observer, or we may actually activate our thoughts, knowing that our thoughts can be a magnet. The movie The Secret goes into that quite specifically and deeply. So I'm thinking of Eckhart Tolle. I hear that he was in Vancouver last week and he had 2,000 people at his event. That's telling you something about people wanting to really know and hear about the power of now and what he speaks about. Sometimes people get a little bit mixed up about staying in the present. And I'm going to paraphrase what he says, and I absolutely agree with it. Here's the thing. We need to be not meshed in our memories, but stay in the power of now. But being centered in the now, it's fine to envision our future and action it. But we're always hopefully being centered. So that's really what the power of now is really all about, being centered to remember who we really are. So what limits our prosperity sometimes? Of course, how worthy we feel. How worthy we feel. And many times, if we look at when we were growing up, the kind of environment we were in, and what was said about... Well, I don't know how many of you in the room, possibly the younger people, might have heard your parents use the word prosperity. I never heard the word until I was, I don't know, in my 20s. So it's like that. But I did hear a lot about the rich, and it wasn't a good context in our house. It was like the rich were something my mother had a saying that I won't say. I won't say the second word, but she'd say, oh, she's a rich, and you fill it in. That isn't a wonderful context to have about people who are very outwardly wealthy. So, you know, so that's one of the things that limits our prosperity in the now, that we do not feel worthy, and it's a lot about what was taught us when we were young, and also it's about our own self-esteem. And here at the center, we spell self, capital S-E-L-F, as soul. What also plugs up our prosperity, the flow, is a judgmental view of others, especially if they are appearing to be more prosperous or wealthy than you. A judgmental view. Or a judgmental view of the world in general. How do you hold the world? Is it cruel and mean and unfair? I think it was Einstein that said, you know, we really have to look to see if we have a context of that the universe is friendly. And I know I said the universe, and earlier I said the world, but the world is part of our universe. So how do we hold that? Many times when I've led prosperity workshops, I've surmised and heard from other people that the main reason why they want prosperity is for freedom. To have more freedom in their life. So it's about a quality of life of freedom. The universe operates according orderly to according to a set of divine laws or principles. And it's important that we learn to align with them. We don't use the laws. We don't use the principles. We align with them. So when we think about aligning with them and what are some of the principles, it's not about us just gargling them. We need to swallow them in our life. We need to make them ours. Not just mentally masturbate ourselves with good new thought ideas. That was a great thought. And that's it. And we do nothing as far as actioning it in our life. We do nothing about placing ourselves into environments that will raise our consciousness, that will raise our self-esteem so that we can be more receptive to the quality of life we say we really want. So the first thing, of course, is to, first principle is to be centered and to remember who we are and remember who others are and to remember that everything is energy, including money. So here's the thing. Just think about, just speaking about money for a moment, how is your money on you right now physically? Is it crumpled up in your pocket? That's disrespect for the energy of money. You know, sometimes I get into a lineup, to purchase something at a department store and some people will. And you know what? I have to admit it's usually men. They have it crinkled in their pockets. And they unfold it. It's like the bill is going when you're finally unfolding it. You know, but how do we keep our money? And how do we keep our bank statements and our checking account as far as, is it up to date? Do we know what we have there? Or are we surprised sometimes when something happens at the bank and we're reminded that there wasn't enough funds in there? That's all a state of consciousness around money. It's all a state of consciousness around prosperity. I said earlier that everything is energy. Everything in the universe is energy. And I like what, I think it was Deepak Chopra who had this acronym for God. Generating Organized Delivery. G-O-D. Generating Organized Delivery. But what's the delivery? It's according to our consciousness. It's according to our dreams, goals, wishes, aspirations, and what we're intending. One of the other principles, of course, and we dedicate a whole month to it at the center here in March, and that is the law of elimination and releasing and letting go. It's about clearing our life up. It's about clearing our physical space, our mental space, our emotional space. And of course, that's all spiritual. We are not one-third spiritual. We're physical, mental, emotional, and all of that is spiritual. Nothing is outside the spiritual realm. So I think it was the Pursuit of Excellence years ago that used to use this term, scrubbing our space. Scrubbing our space, and that's not only our physical space, and it's good to keep our physical space clean. It's scrubbing our space internally and emotionally, and that's why the center keeps bringing back workshops like Free the Heart. I mean, the title says a lot, Free the Heart. That's a way of scrubbing our space. When we take something like Love at the Core that we just finished here at the center, a 10-week series, that's scrubbing our space. It's reminding us that who we are intrinsically is the power of love. And like the Course in Miracles speaks about, that's about removing any blocks to our awareness of that and removing any blocks to its full self-expression in our life. Other things to eliminate is being timid, is feeling guilty, and feeling self-conscious. like that we don't measure up. Two big lies to eliminate in our life. There's not enough, and I'm not good enough. Two big lies. I'm going to share with you something that the Times columnists had in their paper. The richest 1% of the world's population comprises 37 million people with a net worth of more than $500,000 each. $61,000 in assets would make the top 10%. Isn't that amazing? So, you know, like there is enough, and we are enough, and we are deserving. There is enough. We'll go to talk about money for a moment. There's enough money in this world for every single person on planet Earth. Every single person to be a millionaire. And some of us might say, well, that's not flowing through my life right now. But it's, you know, we have to first of all get rid of the idea that there is not enough. There's not enough to go around. Sometimes people say, well, is there something I have to give up to be prosperous? Yes. You have to give up everything. Everything that is unlike the quality of life that you say you want. Sometimes it's good just to have a little bit of silence after a statement like that.
Hi.
We have to give up everything.
Hi.
We have to give up everything that is unlike the quality of life that we say we desire, that we say we deserve, that we're envisioning. Good time of year to think about that. Maybe not before Christmas with the hustle and bustle of Christmas, but after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, and certainly into the new year, thinking about what we can release. Our service on December the 30th will go into that quite deeply, and you'll be working with yourselves on paper to actually get something down on paper for you to go home with. But it's not about putting down what you think would be a good idea. It's about telling the microscopic truth to yourself. What else do we need to get rid of? We need to get rid of negative cliches. Money is tight. Don't ever say that. You're creating tightness of money in your life. I can't afford it. Ay, ay, ay. Sometimes we could look at something and say, well, the truth is, Gail, I can't afford it. Well, how about looking at it this way, saying, you know what, this is something I'd really like in my life, and I'm going to be open to having it in my life, instead of saying, I can't afford it. You're setting up a vibration there. Save for a rainy day. I'll tell you, you save for a rainy day, that rainy day will come. If you're saving for a rainy day, I'm not saying never save. I'm on a fixed income, you know. Who fixed it? I've heard some people term people that are very, very affluent, term them filthy rich. Well, if you have a context in your mind that you want to be prosperous, and you have a context in your mind that people that are filthy rich,
You have Armageddon in your consciousness. There's a war going on there. It's like, which is it you want? Which is it you desire? Which is it that you're going to emanate and move toward in your life? Some people hold that the rich are crooks. All rich are crooks. Usually a person that's taking that kind of a cliche isn't rich. They're not going to say that if they're rich. Sometimes people say the rich aren't happy. Oh, yeah? Who are you looking at? Or I only have. Sometimes we go up to a ticket wicket and they need a toonie and, oh, you have a $20 bill and we almost apologize for it. I only have a $20 bill on me today. I'm happy to say I have a $20 bill. Can you change it? It's very easy how negative cliches slip in. Avoid hard times talk. Avoid the ain't it awfuls. Really look to see when your little life growing up, what was said about wealth, the rich, abundance, prosperity. Really look to see and look to see if it serves you. And if it doesn't, time to let it go. Another thing to align with is to release resentments and regrets and unforgiveness. Unforgiveness can keep people in debt all their life. I'm leading a forgiveness workshop February 1st and 2nd, Friday evening and all day Saturday. I haven't led it for about 3 years. Most people really don't understand forgiveness. The majority of people think forgiveness is for the other person. No. Forgiveness is for us. The other person could give a darn. They're out there having a good time doing whatever, but we're going to be unforgiven for what they did. Who's it bothering? Who's it affecting? The person that's holding unforgiveness. Resentments and regrets and unforgiveness always costs us a quality of life. Always. And it's what we put on ourselves. I don't know where this term of forgiveness came. It's to give up forever all claim for revenge. To give up forever all claim of revenge. All right. A willingness to receive is a good principle to align with. A willingness to receive and accept. I don't want anybody in this room at Christmas time to say, oh, you shouldn't have for whatever gift you get. That tells you something about you. Oh, you shouldn't have. Why? Most wonderful thing we can just say is thank you. Thank you. Willingness to accept. Gratitude. Oh, I love the songs that you chose today. They were so in alignment with what we're looking at, the different ideas. What if you spent your morning, or the first thing in the morning, I'm so happy and grateful that whatever. Whatever. It doesn't have to be anything huge, and it could be something huge that maybe is presenting itself in your life right then, but so happy and grateful that I have a bed to sleep in. So happy and grateful that I'm alive. Like that, you know? I'm so happy and grateful. Wallace Wattles wrote a classic New Thought book called Financial Success. The subtitle was Harnessing the Power of Creative Thought. And sometimes we say new thought. These thoughts are not new. New thought is not new age. New thought isn't about having a new thought. It's about us having a new thought about something, a new context. It's not about that the thought is new in the universe. So, Wallace Wattles said this, but you know, this book was originally published in 1910. So it's not new. This is what he says. The last chapter ends like this, and I quote, "The riches they will receive will be in exact proportion to the definiteness of their vision, the fixity of their purpose, and the steadiness of their faith, and the depth of their gratitude." Wow, isn't that great? Vision, purpose, faith, and gratitude. Good things to align with. Be willing to give your time, talent, and money. Be a receiver and a giver. It's been said that money is like manure. If you pile it up, it stinks, and if you spread it around, it makes things grow. And I think one of your songs talked about spending. Yeah, circulating. We like to say circulate your money. Learn rather than blame. Let go of any idea of victimhood. You know, knowledge isn't power. Know-how and action is power. So this true prosperity begins in mind. It's just beginning there. But we have to kind of move in. There's the idea, the image, the visualization, the affirmation, whatever you want to say. And that creates a feeling. And the feeling creates a vibration, and the vibration creates a result. I was reading an article that said, detrimental vibrations of lack, discord in our vibration will show up as a craving for detrimental food faster than it will show up as an illness. It's a vibration, a craving for alignment with the food. So, you see how this affects every area of our life? Our thinking and our feeling creates the vibration. We have to name it to claim it. I like to use the term move in. After we name it, we get into the feeling of how it would feel when it would happen, not if it would happen. Some people are big about if. So the true value and the true significance of prosperity is the quality of life that it'll give us. And the quality of life it will give others. I'm not going to ask a show of hands here, but how many people, I wonder, buy lotto tickets? Now, here's the thing. If you buy lotto tickets, I think it's a good idea to have marked down how you're going to circulate it. First thing you do is you get an unlisted number, because you'll have friends you never knew before. And I'm not saying never to share, but you need to think about what would you do with a big windfall. Somebody had it on TV the other day. A family won, I couldn't believe it, $324 million. Wow. And what they did with it, they really had a quite a wonderful plan. And they used some of the money to assist others. It wasn't just their significant others, their children. Of course, they all had new houses and new things. But they set up some foundations to help children. The law of circulation, we definitely need to align with the law of circulation. You know, Mark Victor Hansen wrote a book years ago. He looks so young on the back, you would hardly recognize him. And he's one of the people that started the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. We actually had him as a guest speaker at the center just as the Chicken Soup books were coming out. But at the back of this book that he wrote years even before that, this is what he said. It was his affirmation that he uses in life. I am enthusiastically dedicated to the encouragement, enlightenment, enlivenment, and enrichment of as many people as possible without sacrificing my personal integrity or freedom. Wow. That's circulation. And I'm not talking about giving money away, and it could include that. We share our consciousness, we share our talents, we share our time. We share what we know with other people. What else do I have here? I had something else here. Oh, Catherine Ponder said, there's no disease but congestion and no cure but circulation. How's that? I was watching, who had him on? Was it Larry King this last week? One of my favorite actors is Brad Pitt, besides him being handsome. I thought he deserved an Academy Award for Legends of the Fall. I thought he was incredible in that. But he was on, and what he's doing, him and his wife have several homes, but one of their homes are in New Orleans, and that's one of their favorite places to live. And he's starting something of rebuilding homes for people in Katrina that were hurt and damaged during the Katrina event. And he gave $5 million to kick it off. Now, this is what I mean about us. You know, it's not only about the good in our life. It's not only about the quality of life that we would have. It's what could we do to help others. I would just love, and I envision this, I would love to just be signing checks for all the Canadian New Thought Centers, phoning their ministers and saying, hey, I got a gift for you, look for it in the mail this week. I'd just love to do that. And depending on how much the lotto would be or how much the windfall would be, or I don't know whatever it would be, would depend how many zeros were on that check. So here's the thing. True prosperity begins in our mind. It begins with our thinking and our consciousness, but it's like that's mind, our mind. But then there's capital MIND, universal life force, intelligence, creativity. We're immersed in that universal life force, intelligence, creativity, and into the opulence of the universe. So that's from whence it comes. However, we need to be, we're immersed in it, but we, our mind, has to be attuned to that consciousness of receptivity and the consciousness of abundance. Abundance. That there's lots to go around. So, when I said earlier that prosperity is to thrive and flourish and be successful in every area of our life, if we're not healthy, we're not prosperous. If our relationships stink, we're not prosperous. I don't care how much money we have. We're not leading a prosperous life if something like that is out. So, I've been talking about the three areas for 22 years here at the center. And on the when I looked at the movie The Secret, I thought, oh my gosh, at the beginning it was mostly about financial prosperity, physical prosperity, and I thought, oh, I hope they're going to say more about not only that. And what did they do? They did exactly what we talk about here at the center. They talked about physical prosperity and things and Lamborghinis and houses and all that stuff. And then what did they do? They moved on to relationships. Relationships. And again, about thinking, feeling, creating the vibration, and then the result. And then what did they move on to? And that's when I started to cry, because it really reminded me of Norm's and my near-death experiences and our subsequent healings years ago, and health and healing, and that fellow that walked away from that tremendous plane crash, and he wasn't expected to live, let alone walk ever again. And he walked out of that hospital on time. So this is exciting stuff. But you know what? Sometimes it's bad news for people. It's not good news. You know why? Because it's all about responsibility and accountability. So whatever we have in our life or whatever we don't have, it's a reflection of where our mind has been, where our feelings have been, what we have been focusing on. And don't tell me you tried that positive thinking once and it didn't work. Because that's your problem. You tried it once. And it's not only about positive thinking. It isn't. We're talking about quantum physics here now. So are you willing to have, I really want you to look deep in your heart and say, are you willing to have true prosperity in your life? Hello?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, for a minute I thought none of you wanted. And it's not the question why, it's what would you be, how would you be, what would you be doing, what would you be having? Who would you be blessing, and how would your life be different? That's like the why. And be very, very clear about it. And you know what? Get excited about it and move in and see what the universe is willing to demonstrate for you as you don't only try it once. Don't only try it once. Are you willing?
Yes.
All right, I am too. Thank you. Yes! You know what? He's will. He doesn't have that programming yet. And the kind of parents he has, he's not going to have that kind of programming about scarcity. So God, presence and power within me acknowledges and salutes God's presence and power in each and every one of you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.